The Origins of the Talking Cure. Psychoanalysis was born on the wards of the Salpêtrière. In 1885, Freud went to Paris to work with Charcot, and he later named his firstborn son, Jean Martin, in Charcot's honor. In 1893, Freud and his Viennese mentor, Josef Breuer, cited both Charcot and Janet in a brilliant paper on the cause of hysteria. "Hysterics suffer mainly from reminiscences," they proclaimed, and go on to note that these memories are not subject to the wearing away process of normal memories, but persist for a long time with astonishing freshness. Nor can traumatized people control when they will emerge. They wrote, "We must mention another remarkable fact, namely, that these memories, unlike other memories of their past lives, are not at the patient's disposal. On the contrary, these experiences are completely absent from the patient's memory when they are in a normal, psychical state, and are only present in a highly summary form." Breuer and Freud believed that traumatic memories were lost to ordinary consciousness either because circumstances made a reaction impossible or because they started during severely paralyzing effects such as fright. In 1896, Freud boldly claimed that the ultimate cause of hysteria is always the seduction of the child by an adult. Then, faced with his own evidence of an epidemic of abuse in the best families of Vienna, one, he noted, that would implicate his own father, he quickly began to retreat. Psychoanalysis shifted to an emphasis on unconscious wishes and fantasies, though Freud occasionally kept acknowledging the reality of sexual abuse. After the horrors of World War I confronted him with the reality of combat neuroses, Freud reaffirmed that lack of verbal memory is central in trauma, and that if a person does not remember, he is likely to act out. He wrote, "He reproduces it not as a memory, but as an action. He repeats it, without knowing, of course, that he is repeating, and in the end we understand that this is his way of remembering." The lasting legacy of Breuer and Freud's 1893 paper is what we now call the talking cure. We found, to our great surprise at first, that each individual hysterical symptom immediately and permanently disappeared when we had succeeded in bringing clearly to light the memory of the event by which it was provoked and in arousing its accompanying effect, when the patient had described that event in the greatest possible detail and had put the effect into words. Recollection without effect almost invariably produces no result. They explain that unless there is an energetic reaction to the traumatic event, the effect remains attached to the memory and cannot be discharged. The reaction can be discharged by an action, from tears to acts of revenge. But language serves as a substitute for action. By its help, an effect can be abreacted almost as effectively. It will now be understood, they conclude, how it is that the psychotherapeutic procedure which we have described in these pages has a curative effect. It brings to an end the operative force which was not abreacted in the first instance, that is, at the time of the trauma, by allowing its strangulated effect to find a way out through speech, and it subjects it to associative correction by introducing it into normal consciousness.